The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3333.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and we are almost at time for tip-off. It is time for the Subway Boys starting lineups. First of all, for the home team tonight on the scoreboard, who will be the Monterey Wildcats, their head coach Adam West. They have a record of 25-7 on the season. Their starters, a sophomore, number 34, Silas Randolph. A senior, number 32, Jackson Billings. A senior, number 20, Peyton West. A senior, number 15, Kevin Borjas. And a junior, number 3, Caden Jones. For Clay County, their head coach Rob Edwards in his 20th season overall. His career record, 447 wins to 188 losses. This season they have a record of 28-3. They are the District 6A tournament champions, trying to become the Region 3A tournament champions tonight. Starting for the black and gold Clay County Bulldogs, a sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 10, Gunner Silk. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. And a senior, number 1, Jake Ashok. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway. More new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. As we said, Clay County is the visiting team tonight. They wear their black away jerseys with gold numerals on them. Monterey, the home team, wearing their white uniforms with a purple strap down the side. They have purple numerals on them. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. As we said, high top the visiting bleachers here at Livingston County High School, they will shoot at the hoop to our left. During the first half, Monterey will be trying to score at the hoop on the right. Jake Ashlock and Kevin Borjas step in to tip off for this big title bout. And we are underway. Ashlock controls the tip. The loose ball is picked up by Billings, though, for Monterey. He gets it to their team MVP, Peyton West, the senior guard who's got it at right wing.
And we got the defensive MVP, Peyton West, to start this one, Daniel. What a matchup that's going to be tonight.
It is.
Gunner Silk. I didn't mention his name.
Right. Those folks know, and Peyton West opens up hot coach three-pointer.
We went behind that screen instead of coming across it.
Monterey leads early 3-0, 7.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Clay County with the basketball. Spivey out top, swings to Strong at the wing. Now Ashlock baseline. He's at right block, working against Borjas. Kicks it out to Sharp. He fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Spivey. Putback's good.
Good putback by Jeff.
3-2 the score. Monterey with a one-point advantage and the basketball. Peyton West, son of head coach Adam West, he's been in a bit of a rut in the last few basketball games, has not scored as many points. He averages around 25 or so a game. He's been well under that. He's been in some foul trouble, I understand. We'll have to see how it goes tonight. West is hot. He hits a fadeaway jumper in the paint about 8 feet out, and the Wildcats are in front 5-2. Silk with it for the Bulldogs at the top of the key. Ashlock playing down low. The other Bulldogs out on the perimeter.
Interesting matchup here. Kevin Borjas, normally a post player, matched up on Grant Strong, I guess trying to get the length against the sophomore Strong here.
Borjas with the strength advantage, Strong with athleticism advantage, and we see a takeaway by Billings from Monterey. He has it at the wing, gives it Randolph inside, and the Wildcats are on an early roll here. 7-2 the score. Mason Sharp with it for the Bulldogs. Pushes quickly across the timeline. Now he throws it down. 6:15 on this first quarter clock. As Sharp is working against Jones. He hands off to Strong. Strong in the paint gets to the hoop and scores.
That's what Strong's got to do against the larger Borjas, isn't he, Coach?
Yes, absolutely, because he's got the speed and the quickness.
Crossed him up right there.
Did, went behind the back, drove the left side of the lane and laid it in. Finished with the left hand on the layup. Randolph with it for the Wildcats. Hook shot in the paint. No good. Rebound Ashok. 7-4 the score. Abbott passed to Sharp all the way full length. He's under the hoop. He's fouled by Randolph. Randolph, who is foul prone for
yes,
the Wildcats, picks up his first. He's a very emotional player. I've seen him get in foul trouble early and even get technical because of his behavior at times.
Great pump fake by Sharp right there. He knew he had him barreling down on him. Pumped it once, waited for him to get in there, and then went up and drew the foul.
Sharp hits the first of his two free throws. 7-5 the score. 5:45 on the clock in this first quarter is the second one's released, and it's also good. Mason Sharp, such an excellent pure shooter, knocks down both of those. Monterey basketball, they do have a one-point lead, 7-6. Peyton West with it out top. We see Randolph and Borjas at the high post. West drives in, loses the basketball. It's picked up by Billings, who works to left elbow to Borjas. Now Randolph, right block, defended by Spivey. He shots up, no good, knocks out of bounds by Grant Strong. Monterey going to hold on to the possession here. They'll inbound from their own baseline.
Another good student section for Clay County here.
They had a pretty good view, and I kind of agree with them.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I think I saw another hand in there.
We did hear the boo come out of the Clay County student section. It's Peyton West hits another three-pointer, and he is hot. He's not missed a shot yet. Grant Strong with it for the Bulldogs at left wing. Kicks to Ashlock at the top of the key. He swings back to Strong. Strong looks over to Coach Edwards, and we're going to reset the offense here. Clay County for the first time over here at Livingston Academy. As Strong gets to the hoop, draws a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. His boys picks up the first. We see that Clay County, the visiting team for the first time during postseason play this year. I guess that's just denoted by the way the bracket falls.
Right. So,
top side of the bracket is the home school. You're right. First time we've not seen them in the white uniforms this postseason.
It's kind of strange. I look straight across from me, and I see Coach West rather than Coach Edwards. I have to turn to my right to see him. He's up on his feet tonight early in this one. Both coaches are. Strong hits the first free throw. Segwin's away. Miss. Spivey gets the rebound, though. They call him for a travel.
He did.
He did. He took an extra step. He came back.
Couldn't get his balance.
The ball off momentum. A great hustle by Spivey, but the Wildcats do take the possession. 10-7 the score. Monterey with the lead. Peyton West with it out top. Gunner Shield got his hands full tonight. There he is on him again. Creates space with a Randolph screen. The shot was no good. Randolph got the rebound. Kicks out the Billings. His three-pointer no good. Borjas with the rebound. He kicks it to West. West working in the paint on Silk. Silk not giving any ground. Shots up. No good. Rebounded by West. And he's going to be fouled by Jake Ashrock.
3 second chance opportunities on that possession, Coach.
We can't allow that.
Can't let that happen.
Actually, Silk with the foul. I thought it was Ashrock. Let me correct my sheet here. Silk picks up the first. He'll need all five of them tonight to defend West. Inbound play for the Wildcats. Randolph in the paint. Shot up. It's good. Monterey with a five-point lead, 12-7. First quarter action. 4.5 minutes remain here in the opening frame from Livingston Academy. Gunner Silk with it for the Bulldogs at right wing. Kicks over to Strong. Strong still defended by Borjas, and we do like this matchup. I think we may see Strong drive right now.
Well, we'll see a little two-man game between Ashlock, high ball screen, and they get the switch here with Strong taking it to Randolph.
Randolph can do nothing with Strong, and the sophomore scores against the sophomore. Strong with his fourth point, I believe. No, that's at least five for him in this contest. 12-9 the score. Keaton Arms comes to the scorer's table to check in for his first action of the game. Monterey with a three-point lead. And the basketball, West with it, working against Silk, goes baseline. They call Gunner Silk for a foul. That was pretty ticky-tacky. Silk did reach the hands out. There was no aggression behind it, but apparently he cannot lay hands on Peyton West tonight. Silk with his second personal. Spivey comes out.
Gunner Silk.
And Seal comes out, his arms, and Eli Smith check in.
Well, we saw Randolph back-to-back buckets there against Spivey. He's going to put a little more meat on him with Keaton Arms.
Wildcat basketball and inbound play after the Gunner Silk foul. Caden Jones with it out top. Second team all-district player, transfer from Livingston Academy. He's done a nice job for the Wildcats this year. Randolph called for the travel. There was no doubt about it. 3.5 minutes remain, first quarter, Bulldog basketball, Monterey 12, Clay County 9.
You talked about the handshake fouls, guys. This is a whole new crew, nothing we've seen all year long. We're getting into the postseason. You're going to see crews from different areas that call the game differently than what we've seen all year.
The team that adapts the quickest will have the advantage. Three-pointer taken by Grant Strong, knocks it down. The first triple he's hit in a couple games, and it's nice to see.
And it's a tie ball game, Daniel.
12-12 the score. West into the paint. Eli Smith over good defense. West has to give it out to Jones. Jones defended by Mason Sharp. Jones uses a Randolph screen to work around the perimeter to his right where he hands off to Billings. Billings now inside to Randolph, who works against Keaton Arms. Outside to Jones. Three-pointer taken. No good. Rebound Strong. Nice job by Grant, who wants to come down the floor with it. Does so. Gets across the timeline. Loses the ball, picks it back up, passes to Arms in the right corner, who goes back to Strong, and he's going to be fouled. Either Billings or Randolph will be called for it. I believe Randolph for the reach-in.
Nice give and go from Keaton Arms right there. Strong found him in the corner, out of the trap, immediately cut to the middle of the paint, Arms right back to him. And Grant Strong looks at Peyton West and says, hey, whatever you can do, I can do better. They both got 8 points here in the first quarter.
Three substitutes in for Monterey. We see Randolph go to the bench. Actually, they give that foul to Billings rather than Randolph. I could have sworn the official signaled 34.
So he's not going to the line on the floor.
Eli Smith inbound, works into Ashlock. He fires a three, knocks it down. The senior knocking down the three. That's something
great
he can
shot.
Do.
Yes, he can. He did it a lot the first 3 years.
We've not seen Jake do it a lot this season. Last year, he shot a lot outside. This year, he's been more of a true post threat. West with the ball. Pivots into the paint. Shots up. Another foul call, this one against Eli Smith. Apparently, West get that superstar status with the officials. Anytime anybody touches his body anywhere, they're blowing that whistle.
I have to agree with you, Daniel. West could end a Clay County 8-0 run right here, but he shoots an air ball from a charity strike.
And you hear the biggest cheer of the night from the Clay County fans as he does that. And now the chant of air ball starts. West again releases on his second, and he hits that one. 15-13 the score. Actually, that's not right. Sharp comes down quickly. Scores.
Great court vision by Grant Strong then. He spotted Sharp down there by himself.
Clay County on a run. A timeout taken by Monterey. Let's get a quick score update. The scoreboard shows 17-13. Is that right, Thomas? It is so. He shakes his head. Clay County up by four. 2:17 remains here in the first quarter.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was born. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters. All served on 8 sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back live here, Kevin Borges has scored for Monterey, making the score 17-15. Clay County basketball, Grant Strong in the paint working against Borges, and he's going to be called for the travel. He went up, thought Borges was going to come with the foul. Borges stayed still. Yeah, he did. I think Strong would have got the shot off, but Borges knocked the ball loose.
Yeah.
Strong maintained possession, though, and they do call him for the travel. Just a tough play. Minute 30 and ticking. First quarter, Clay County in front by 2, 17-15. Fancy pass by West, an old look over the top of his head pass, and it goes out of bounds. A poor decision by the senior point guard, and Clay County going to take back over.
You know, that's one thing about Wes. Normally, he had to turn over there, but he's a facilitator, guys. He gets in the lane. You saw the no-look behind-the-back pass there. We've seen a lot of that from Peyton Wes. Good, well-rounded ball player, as Strong gets the hand check foul, too, at the body as he tries to drive on number 25,
Noah Sayers. Yep, Sayers called for the foul. Another senior. This is a senior heavy Wildcat team. They've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seniors on this roster. Only a few play. Eli Smith, the inbound for Clay County. Ball's tipped. That shot comes up with it, though. He's at left box. Spins in the paint. Shot's up. No good. Morris comes up with a loose ball. Ashlock getting in there. Calling a jump ball now as he reaches in there. Ashlock thought he was fouled. He wouldn't. So he said, you know what? If they're going to let us wrestle for it, I'm getting in there, too. And he did.
Yeah, Daniel, you know, normally Ashlock gets those calls right there. We've seen it all year long. He's kind of the king of the and one down there. He's not getting them tonight. That's twice they've bodied him up, and he's not going to get that call early anyway.
Bit of frivolous activity between Strong and Sayers. Looks like Sayers the one that kind of acted ugly a little bit. Sharp inbounds, Ashlock. Foul's going to be called on number 4, Tucker Phillips. Another substitute for the Wildcats. He's a junior. We saw him knock down several three-pointers.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
In the district tournament game.
You know, we've seen a lot, a deep bench here for Monterey in the postseason. You talked about Phillips. You talked about Sayers. A lot of players seen some time for Coach West as Ashlock drives it to the hole again.
Shots up and good.
Good Ashlock shot.
Fighting through the contact. Clay County up 19-15. 1 minute left in this first quarter. Caden Jones with it out top for the Wildcats. He's defended by Mason Sharp. Uses a Sailor screen to go to the right. Hands off to Billings. Actually, that's Phillips, not Billings. Phillips takes one of those long three-pointers. It's good.
You got to get out on him no matter where he's at.
Monterey shooting well from distance tonight. Very Strong with it into the front court. He's called for an offensive foul. What a horrible call. And one Wildcat fan comes to his feet cheering like a madman. 42.4 seconds left on this first quarter clock. And Clay County leading 19-18.
Very similar to a lot of state tournament openers we've seen. The players are going to have to adjust the way the referees and officials are calling this game. They're calling it both ways.
Yep.
You've seen the hand check on both sides. Both teams are just going to have to adjust to it.
Monterey with it. Phillips outside. 25 seconds left. First quarter and another hand check foul call. Coach Edwards kind of frustrated at the officials and his players. You know, we've got to stop reaching in on this maybe a normal District 6A night. We can do this, but Thomas, as you've mentioned a couple times, this is a different set of officials than we've had. We're going to see that each and every game. We're going to see it in sub-state, state tournament. If we're lucky enough to make it there, we're going to have to adjust. Monterey with the ball. 15 seconds remains, first quarter. Jones with it, drives inside. We're going to get Sharp. Shots up, uses the glass to make it in. Monterey up by 1, 20-19. 8 seconds remaining. We see the same thing on the other end. It is consistent. It's Cody Allen's call for his first foul.
Let me see Coach Edwards talking to the official on that inbounds play on this other end, Daniel, and he's not getting anywhere with him. You know, he's a 20-year veteran that's been working as officials for a long time. Almost looked like he didn't get a warning, but almost looked like the official didn't really want to talk to him.
Well, this group doesn't know him the way that the ones do around home, you know.
Right.
Well, guys, we've seen it all year. Our offensive players on both teams have used the forearm
yep.
to get clearance the whole year, and it hadn't been called on them, and these guys are going to call it.
Clay County on them mound. Grant Strong shot up, 4 seconds left. No good. Rebounded by Jones. 2 seconds now. Desperation. Three-pointer at the buzzers. No good. The first quarter ends here. Monterey with a one-point lead, 20-19. We've got a dandy going here in the Region 3A title bout.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here at Livingston Academy for the Region 3A Championship game where Monterey leads Clay County 20-19. It's a battle of the stars so far, guys. Grant Strong has 8 points in the first quarter for Clay County. Peyton West, 9.
Guys, can I do a fan shout-out real quick?
Go for it,
buddy. Down in Trinity, Florida, Liz and Tom Gass, they've been listening to us for 2 weeks. So, hello, folks, from Salina.
Yes.
And we hope you're from Livingston with Salina's game.
That's right. We love hearing that because that's the very thing we wanted to do with this Internet stream. Wanted to be able to reach folks anywhere in the world. They've listened from Alaska and a lot of other places. As Monterey scores here to open up the second quarter of action, number 33, Latarian Sullivan, puts in 2 points, making it a 3-point game, 22-19, and he did draw a foul. He goes to the line to try to complete the 3-point play. I'm not sure which Bulldog fouled there, and LT Sullivan knocks it down. 23-19, two-possession game here. 7.5 minutes left, second quarter. Eli Smith running the point for Clay County. On the floor for the Dogs, we see Smith, Sharp, Ashlock, Spivey, and Strong. Ball was kicked out of bounds by Monterey. Clay County going to inbound from their own baseline. Actually, from the sideline right down here below us. Sharp inbounds to Strong in the backcourt. Grant going to take his time here. He's defended by Noah Sailors. He's got the ability to take him to the hole. It looks like he's going to do so. Gets the wrap block. Shots up. It's good. Grant just taking it all on his own there. Clay County kind of cleared it out. Let him drive.
Good, Daniel. Again, two-man game with Ashlock. Sullivan got the switch on the ball screen, and Strong took advantage.
Monterey basketball. Jones out top, 23-21 the score. Monterey with a two-point lead. Jones, three-pointer, left wing, no good, in and out. Rebound, Ashlock. Outlet pass to Strong. Strong across the timeline, looking to give it to Eli Smith. He fires a three, right corner, no good. Rebound, Ashlock back up with it in the paint. They're going to call an offensive foul.
You got to go straight up with that.
Ashlock's momentum. He had that lean. He was leaning into it, and they do call it. Hard to disagree. That is his second personal foul. He must have been the one that fouled Sullivan earlier.
Now, most of the time when you see a charge call, you at least take one step. Ashlock caught the rebound, went back up for the shot, and took a power dribble. Didn't take a dribble, Daniel. Just went back up for the shot.
Foul on the floor. Against Clay County. I missed it.
Eli
Smith who gets his second personal of the contest. They say that Clay County or Monterey in the bonus now. That is the eighth foul for Clay County. West at the line to shoot two because he hit the first one. Earns the right to shoot the second. 24-21 the score. Monterey with a 3-point lead. The senior point guard, first-team all-district player with the opportunity here to put his team up by 4.
Strong is into double figures, and so is West.
West hits that other one now, too.
He's got 11, Strong 10.
25-21 the score. 6.5 minutes remain, second quarter. Strong inside, nice little dish out past to Smith. Smith couldn't handle it, kicks it back out to Spivey. Spivey hands off to Strong. Grant drives, left block, kicks out to Sharp. 3-point attempt, right wing, good.
Good shot. Good court vision again.
The Sharp shooting, Mason Sharp with the triple. 25-24 the score. Clay County down by 1. Jones with it out top for Monterey. We see him running the point a little bit tonight, letting West work off screens and other things, trying to create open space. West gets it back. He's defended by Eli Smith. Wants to drive against him. Step back, 3-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound Strong. Strong out and pass ahead to Smith. A little too strong. A turnover. Missed opportunity there. Under 6 minutes now, 5:55 on the clock, I apologize. 25-24, still the score, Monterey up by 1.
We've seen a few runs from both teams, Daniel. We saw Clay County get up 4 or 5. We saw Monterey do the same, and then it evened back up. Both teams throwing their best punch, but it's still a pretty close ball game.
Coach West up, giving a lot of instruction to his son. Peyton West on the floor. The Wildcats started to execute that play.
Alec Curry in to pace him now.
Curry is defending West. Alley, you play for Sullivan. Horrible pass. Sullivan had to go to the corner of the court to get it because it hit the corner of the backboard. 3-point attempt by Billings, and he knocks it down. He is the third Wildcat to make it from behind the arc tonight. 5:20 and ticking. Second quarter. Monterey 28, Clay County 24. Grant Strong with it out top. He's defended by Kevin Borges.
Neither one of these guys can guard Strong as he get the switch on Sullivan. Pirouette in the lane there. They did cut him off with help, Daniel.
Strong back out with it now, and he hits a three-pointer, his second of the night. He's found his mark. Alec Kerr credited with the assist. Strong.
Great assist from Alec.
Kicked it baseline to Kerr, who immediately kicked it back out to Strong for that dribble. 4:45 and ticking as West comes down and scores two more. The pace picking up here at Livingston Academy. Wildcats 30, Bulldogs 27. 4.5 minutes and ticking second quarter. Strong with it, right wing. Drives against Borges to the free throw line. Kicks out the sharp. His three-pointer good. Clay County now on fire from behind the arc. We are tied up at 30. Halfway through this second quarter. Peyton West with it. Kicks over to Jones. His three-pointer good. Both teams really hitting the mark now. Alec Kerr for Clay County. Comes across the timeline. Works into the paint. Keaton Arms now off the assist.
Great shot.
14-foot jumper good by Keaton Arms. Neither team can miss. 33-32. 3:50. Second quarter. Another Wildcat three-point attempt. It's good. Knocked down by Billings. Jackson Billings has hit his last two three-pointers and points being scored left and right. 36-32. 3:40 mark of the second quarter. Clay County deciding to slow it down now. Grant Strong with it. Near the timeline, defended by Borges. Uses an arm screen. Drives to the left side of the lane. 10-foot jump shot good. Grant Strong having a career night here in the first half. West with it for Monterey. Working against Kerr. He's at left elbow.
There we go. Offense, but they're not going to call it.
They call the foul against Alec Kerr. The foul was on the floor, but West goes to the line due to that being the ninth team foul for Clay County. West to shoot 1-1. The next foul will send all Wildcats to the line to shoot two the remainder of the first half. West hits the front end, earns the right to shoot the second. Timeout going to be taken by Clay County head coach Rob Edwards. His first of the contest. 3:18 mark of this second quarter. Monterey 37, Clay County 34.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solutions. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back live, Spivey, three-point attempt, left corner, no good. Rebounded by Alec Kerr. Kerr with it now, hands off to Sharp. He fires from the top of the key. Yeah! Mason Sharp.
Great shot by Mason Sharp.
His third three-pointer of this first half. 2:45 mark, second quarter. West had hit his second free throw coming out of the timeout. The score right now, 38-37. Clay County trails by one. Monterey three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Keaton Arms. Arms out and pass to Kerr. Kerr across the timeline ahead to Spivey. Spivey spins into the paint. Tries to get the shot up. He'll be fouled. The foul going to go against Billings, who tried to flop and get a foul called against Spivey. The officials wise to that, though.
Foul number 32, Jackson Billings, his second. Jeff
Spivey
is on the line,
shooting 1-1. Jeff at the line, 1-1 opportunity. Front end's good, big shot. We're tied up at 38. Every point here in this contest, very significant. 38 all, 2:25 left, second quarter. Spivey hits the second free throw, putting Clay County in front by one, 39-38. We do know we're experiencing a little bit of internet trouble tonight. If you can hear us right now, just stay with us, folks. We will do our best to stay on air, out of our control.
Peyton West double dribble, but they're not going to call it.
Left wing, works into the paint, scores. Just a great move by the senior guard. He was well defended by freshman Alec Kerr, but West scores anyway. 2 minutes left, second quarter. Monterey in front by one, 40-39. Grant Strong, left wing, drives to left block, kicks out to Arms. Arms back to Strong. Strong defended by Boris. And they're going to call a foul against Keaton Arms for an illegal moving screen, and he didn't even try to set a screen. He was just trying to get out of the way. And we hear the Clay County fans come to their feet booing that one. If they had a better view as good as we did, they'd be booing even louder.
And I mean, there was no contact of any kind.
That's part of the game, I understand. .140 in left here in this second quarter. Phillips with it. Loses the basketball. It's knocked out of bounds by Strong. Good hustle by him trying to get a steal. Monterey does maintain possession. 1:36 on the clock as West is going to inbound from beneath the Monterey goal. Inbound pass being denied. Beli Smith, West having trouble. Finally gets it into Borges. Minute and a half left, second quarter. Monterey with a one-point lead, 40-39. Phillips with it, right wing, kicks it to Jones out top. Inside the West, who is posted up against Smith, he scores in the paint. West just such a great player.
Yeah.
Take anything away from him.
He's got that size advantage on the defense and the quickness.
Grant Strong with it in the Clay County front court. At left wing, kicks across to Smith. Smith to Spivey in right corner, who goes back to Strong at right elbow. Strong backs it out, drives inside against Boris. Tried to go across to Arms. Pass was deflected, picked back up by Eli Smith. Now Mason Sharp with it. 1 minute to play, second quarter. 42-39 the score. Monterey up by three. Clay County could be playing for the last shot here.
We're
down
to
45 seconds.
Because I believe we've got possession the second half, so this will be a big bucket if we can get one here.
Eli Smith with it just across the timeline, letting time tick away. Half a minute to go here in this Region 3A championship game, second quarter action.
And what a first half we've seen. We see right now Borjas is on top of Grant Strong, going to try to deny him the ball right here as Smith dribbles out the time, down to 15 seconds. He comes to get it. You're going to see the two-man game, if I was guessing, between he and Keaton Arms. A double team, get it out of his hands, Daniel.
Spivey with it out, trying to get Leon Smith on the both sides. That pass gets knocked out of bounds. Monterey comes up with a possession. Smith couldn't hang on to it. It goes off his fingertips. Balls him down to Phillips. Now back to Jones. 3 seconds on the clock. He's at the half-court mark. Fires a three-pointer. No good. First half ends here, and it's nothing less than a stellar contest between Monterey and Clay County. The Bulldogs trail by a three, 39-42 here at halftime.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repairs.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, where Clay County trails Monterey 42-39 here at halftime in the Region 3A Championship game. And what a first half it's been, a back-and-forth affair. The largest lead in this contest has been, I think, 4 points as I look back, a seesaw battle. Clay County trailed by 1, 20-19 at the end of the first quarter. And then Monterey outscored them 22-20 in the second stanza to go up by 3 at halftime. And it's been a battle of two of the top 5 players in this league, as Peyton West and Grant Strong have gone at it. Strong with 15 points for Clay County, West with 19 for Monterey. Mason Sharp also with 3 three-pointers in this first half, has 13 points. Jake Ashlock, 5 in the paint. Jeff Spivey, 4. And Keaton Arms, 2. For Clay County. Besides West, Caden Jones has 5 points. Kevin Borjas has 2. Jackson Billings has 6. Silas Randolph, 4. Tucker Phillips, 3. And LT Sullivan, 3 points off the bench. Again, going to be a great second half here, so stay with us on the Horizon Sports Network for more of the region championship game here between Clay County and Monterey. And up next, more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, after these words from our sponsors.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
I mean, get on with it. Welcome back to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here at halftime between Clay County and Monterey. And Monterey leads 42-39 here in this contest. We've watched here at halftime, Coach. As Daniel, we're going to have to let Daniel back in here before we can get this charger on. But we've had a few internet problems in the first half. We apologize for that. We're now running off of a cell phone at this time. We've had to send Daniel out to get us a charger. And we're back here. We've got Paige Strong shooting a half-court shot. We have seen a lot of people, including some Bulldog legends, take these shots, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
How did Joey Coe do it? He's
come up short.
Oh, okay.
It's out of his range, believe it or not.
Well, that's tough to come out cold off the out of the bleachers, you know. Hard enough to come off cold off the bench in a game.
Yeah.
We do have about 2 minutes left here at halftime. This is the third consecutive year that Monterey and Clay County have met for this region title. They have split the last two contests. Coach Rob Edwards has won seven prior region titles. His first as a coach came in 2006. Sailor Walden and John Godwin, I believe, the seniors on that squad. And Coach Edwards did make his first state tournament appearance in that year. The next one came in 2009. That's when, Sean Garrett and Brian Korth and that crew were juniors, so that means Nolan Dale. Well, those guys were seniors. Trent Bowles a sophomore. That was a pretty good squad. They won the region title. Next region title came, I remember watching this game, 2011, Matt Copeland and Trent Bowles, the seniors on that squad, along with a few others, Dylan Verbal, they beat Friendship Christian down out Watertown. 2015 through 17, we had three consecutive region titles. Under Coach Edwards, those were the Tyree Key sophomore, junior, and senior seasons. And then we were the region champions last year. Many of these Bulldog players that are on the court now participating in that action. So Clay County playing for the eighth region title under Coach Edwards. Something else that took place in the last contest, Coach Edwards tied Coach Watson here for Bulldog boys wins. Of course, Coach Watson did it at Salina High School, Coach Edwards at Clay County High School, but still the Bulldog program.
Absolutely.
A win tonight would put Coach Edwards in front of Coach Watson, and I know there's nobody more happy about that than you.
Yeah,
you
absolutely behind him and this team. I think that this is, of course, one of the favorite teams I've watched, and it's for a young team, and just looking forward, and of course getting to watch Jake Ashlock prove himself this year as the senior leader. He and Sharp. I started to say Allen there for a minute.
Yeah.
Old habits die hard sometimes.
Well, when you've coached one of them's father for so many years, it's hard to call them by the right name. We are under third quarter action now. Clay County with the basketball. They switched ends of the floor. Clay County shooting at the hoop by our right during this half. Grant Strong with it in the paint. Nice move. Gets to the hoop and scores. Grant's having a great night.
Yes, he is.
His field goal percentage is really high tonight. He's not missed a lot of shots.
We saw a little zone defense there, I think, from Monterey. A 2-3, and Strong took advantage in the middle. One 2-3 zone is vulnerable.
Caden Jones travels for Monterey. Clay County with an opportunity to reclaim the lead in this game. 42-41 currently the score. Bulldogs do trail by one.
Another one of those hidden skills, and that is the ability to show the official your pivot foot before you move.
Right. Grant Strong with it, left wing for Clay County. Goes through the legs, works the left side of the lane, kicks down to Spivey. He fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Jones from Monterey. He hands off to West. West down there, pass down to Billings. Billings drives baseline, gets to the hoop, and does not score. Rebounded by Borges. He does. The senior Borges adds two more points. Monterey 44, Clay County 41. Grant Strong with it. 6:40 left in this third quarter. Strong goes to Silk. Silk to Sharp. Sharp to Spivey. Spivey now hands off to Strong. Now to Silk, back out top to reset. Silk fires a three. No good. His first attempt of the night. Rebound West. Ahead to Jones into the Monterey front court. Nice pass inside to Randolph, who goes across the paint to Morris, and it's knocked out of bounds by Strong, who got that long wingspan in there to swat the pass away. Monterey to inbound from their own baseline.
We see the reemergence of Randolph in the paint here. He didn't play much in the second quarter as Spivey gets a steal on the inbound pass.
He hands off to Silk. Silk across the timeline. He hands to Strong. Strong fires a three. Knocks it down.
Another one.
Grant Strong with three-pointers now in this contest. He has not missed an outside shot tonight from behind the arc.
Give him 20 on the game and give us a tie ball game. 44 all.
Wait
a minute.
This comes down and changes that. And they show on the scoreboard 45-44.
It'll be 46.
46 now. Yes, they change it. Spivey with it. Baseline pass to Ashcock. Ashcock tries to go back to Spivey on the give-and-go pass stolen by Billings. Billings ahead to West, and he's coughing off into foul. West knows he did it.
Great job by Mason Sharp right there. West gave him the head fake. Sharp guessed right.
He just held his ground and took the lick.
We see more of that savvy defense. Mason Sharp has added to his game.
Sharp having a great night. On the defensive end, he had 13 in the first half, three huge threes to keep Clay County in the ball game there in that second quarter.
Clay County basketball, they trail by two, 46-44. Silk with it, gives to Sharp, who's at right wing, defended by Jones. A foul called away from the basketball. This we're going to go against Monterey.
I think I got stuck Borges with that one, I think, Daniel.
It was Borges, his second personal. Sharp inbounds to Strong in the right corner. Strong kicks out to Sharp. Now Silk, left wing, who kicks to Spivey, left corner. Jeff dribbles back out top. Has it stolen from him by Billings. Billings with a layup opportunity. Misses it. Rebounded, though, by Randolph, who's in the paint with it. Put back, no good. Rebound Ashcroft. A nice save by the Bulldog defense. Ashcroft comes across the timeline, gives to Strong. He drives left side of the lane, kicks to Silk. Three-point attempt, left corner, no good. Rebound Spivey, gives to Ashcroft. Ashcroft spins in the paint, shots up, and they say he's fouled.
Same move we've seen all year long, the little pirouette on the two-feet jump stop from Jake Ashcroft. First time we've seen it called in how many games, Daniel?
30. This is the
usually when you come off of both feet at the same time, it's not a waltz.
This is the 32nd game Clay County playing this year. They have an outstanding 28-3 record. They lost once to Monterey, once to Gordonsville, once to York. They have not lost since that Monterey game. That was back in January up on the mountain in Monterey. 4:50 and ticking here, third quarter. Peyton West with it, right wing, gives to Billings out top, who's defended by Strong. Uses a Borges screen to come to the right, now kicks to Jones at right wing. Jones going to reset things for Monterey. Gives to Randolph. Randolph in the paint, works against Ashcroft. His shot's good. Monterey with a four-point lead, 48-44. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Silk with it out top, kicks to Ashcroft at left wing. Jake now comes back to Gunner. Gunner to Jeff in the corner. Spivey hands to Strong. Strong wants to drive baseline, decides not to, gives back to Spivey, and they call him for the extra step. I don't think he took it. His left foot stayed planted. His right foot was fidgeting, which is fine, but it just looked awkward, so they do call the travel.
Well, what's happening here is Spivey's missed his last couple threes, so he's a little unsure from the outside. You got to keep firing, guys. We've seen Silk miss about two in a row, too. We saw him back off on the shot a while ago. You got to keep firing. Shooters shoot, and Jeffrey Spivey and Gunner Silk can do it.
Spivey's the highest percentage three-point shooter on this Bulldog team, over 40% on the year. Wildcats, empty possession, rebound Mason Sharp, comes down, his jump shot, no good, rebound Randolph. Under 4 minutes to play now in the third quarter. Monterey leads by four. Make it six as Peyton West gets a quick layup. Ashlock quickly across the timeline gives to Sharp. Sharp at left wing. And a timeout's going to be taken by Rob Edwards. Wants to talk to his team. It is a full timeout taken. 3 minutes and 43 seconds remain here in the third quarter of the Region 3A Championship. Monterey leads by six, 50-44.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Proud to announce that we have Mike Lacy listening to us down in Destin, Florida, to this Region 3A Championship game. He says, go, Dawgs. So glad that folks can listen, even though they're so many miles away. Clay County got a little work to do here. They do trail by six, 3:42 and ticking. Third quarter, Thomas.
Yeah, Strong buried that three to make it 44-all, and Monterey, the Cats, on a 6-0 run here, Daniel, to go up by a half a dozen.
Strong with it. Left elbow kicks to Silk. Silk drives baseline. Hands off to Arms. Arms now with it. Quickly back to Strong. Strong long jump shot. No good. Got deflected. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock in the paint. Dishes to Arms. He scores.
Keaton Arms.
Nice play from senior to freshman.
Hey, guys, also, I think we've got Kerry Wilkerson out in Utah listening to us tonight.
I love it. I love to hear all these Bulldog fans across the nation tuning in to hear this. Keaton Arms knocks away a Wildcat pass. Rebounded, though, or should I say recovered, by Borges. Borges hands back to West. Under 3 minutes to play now in the third quarter. West across court to Billings at right wing inside to Borges. Ashlock defending him. He throws it away. Borges trying to feed Randolph across the paint, and he couldn't hang on.
And I don't actually believe it went out, but I'm glad they called it that way. It looked like it's out from here.
Yeah, that's true.
Clay County needs another bucket right here. We've seen it all night long. 5-0 runs, 6-0 runs from each team back and forth. Got to have an answer here as we tick down towards this final and fourth quarter, Daniel.
2.5 minutes left in the third. Clay County trails by 4, 50-46. Bulldogs have the basketball. Keaton Arms, right block, kicks it outside now to right wing in the hands of Grant Strong. Strong drives into the paint, gets to the hoop, draws the foul. Borges going to be called for the contact. That'll be his third personal of the contest, and it would be nice to see him pick up a few more.
Yes, it would.
Borges, such a good player. He gets overlooked because of West and Jones. They do the primary ball handling, but Borges, a solid post player. As Strong continues his outstanding night, he knocks down that first free throw. We see Eli Smith and Jeff Spivey check into the contest. Mason Sharp, Gunner Silk go to the bench. On the floor for Clay County, Eli Smith, Jeff Spivey, Grant Strong, Jake Ashlock, and Keaton Arms.
You see West answer with Phillips and Cody Allen, too, Daniel, and also Sayers comes into the ballgame.
A lane violation called to the wave off the basket.
Yeah, I don't know who they called it on.
Strong hit the free throw, but a lane violation called against one of the Bulldog players, and the free throw is waved off. 50-47 the score as Monterey takes back over. 2:20 left, third quarter. West with it out top. Gunner Silk quickly coming back to the scores table, ready to re-enter when the time is appropriate. West with it.
That's a wall.
Eli Smith shots up in the paint. Good. Peyton West having a huge night. Clay County comes quickly. Strong with it. Left wing. Goes left baseline. Backs out now. Good defense there by Noah Sailors, turning the sophomore back. Grant still with the basketball, working against Sailors. Goes into the paint, 8-foot jumper, no good off the side of the rim. Knocked out of bounds by Ashrop. Could not hang on to the rebound. So Monterey takes back over. They have a 5-point lead, 52-47. Clay County does trail by 5.
You know, guys, besides Armstrong's got all the points in this quarter, Clay County's only scored 8 so far. They're a little cold here in the third quarter, guys. Just got to get that shot going, but you got to take them in order to score them.
West with it, gets away with an offensive shove, kicks to a teammate in the corner. Cody Allen fires the 3, no good. Rebound, Keaton Arms. Keaton playing a big role in this contest. He comes down, gives to Ashok. Ashok to Strong, who's out top with it. Swings over to Gunner Silk at left wing. Silk inside to Ashok. Ashok hands off to Arms. Open look at the hoop. He misses the shot. Keaton Arms, though, rebounded by Strong, but a foul was called prior to Strong getting the ball. An offensive foul going to be called against Keaton Arms. What a missed opportunity for Keaton.
Yeah.
Great play there from Ashok. They doubled, tripled down on him. Arms had moved to the free throw line and dove to the paint and caught the ball. Just tough luck there, guys.
It was. Arms would like to have that one back because 9 times out of 10, maybe 99 times out of 100,
yeah,
he's going to make that one.
That's
so
in the bank. Yeah.
It almost made him nervous. Monterey with the ball. Cody Allen, left corner, defended by Grant Strong. Allen dribbles back out top, picks up his dribble, swings it around the Sailors. Peyton West off the floor right now, an opportunity for Clay County perhaps. Randolph working in the paint against Ashlock. Fadeaway jumpers up, misses everything. Rebound, Grant Strong. 45 seconds left, third quarter. Strong with it, fires a three-pointer, knocks it down. The full three-pointer for Grant Strong. He has not missed, Coach Watson, from the high.
I'll tell you what, that's an amazing shooting night.
He's up to 24 on the night, guys, and he's shooting it from distance better than we've seen him all year. He doesn't take many. A lot of times he'll do a heat check to see if he's on. Tonight he is.
Big-time players make big-time plays in big-time games. That's a cliche, but it's true, and Strong's doing it tonight. 15 seconds left. Third quarter action. Allen with it out top for Monterey. Dribbles to his left. Hands off to Phillips. Phillips drives inside against Sharp, kicks it out to Sailors, his three-point attempt, good. Monterey shooting just as well as Clay County. Desperation three-pointer by Strong, full-length court, no good. 3 quarters in here at Livingston Academy between Monterey and Clay County. The Wildcats with a 5-point lead, 55-50, heading into the fourth and final frame.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Back here live from Durward Vaughn Memorial Gym at Livingston Academy for the final 8 minutes of the contest. Monterey with the basketball to get the fourth quarter started. They do have a 5-point lead, 55-50. Phillips with it, left wing, kicks it to West in left corner. He's defended by Silk. Shakes and bakes, goes to the right, gives to Phillips, now inside the Sailors, who's defended by Spivey. A foul call against Spivey. He didn't keep the arm straight up, kind of reached over the top, and he's whistled for it.
You know, Daniel, we got less than 8 minutes to play here in this title bout between Monterey and Clay County. As Monterey's at the line, Coach, what would you like to see out of these Bulldogs down the stretch?
I don't know. We need to tighten up our defense, maybe, and I don't know if we pick it up a little bit more might help a little bit. I know that's a lot of points for the pace of the ball game they're playing tonight. Neither team is really running that much. They're just shooting an astounding percentage tonight.
That's true. That's true. Both teams shooting well, but Monterey with a little bit of an advantage. Saylor hits the first, misses the second. And Monterey with a six-point lead, 56-50. Grant Strong with it for Clay County. Uses Nash off screen to get into the paint. Picks up the dribble. Kicks outside the silk. Three-point attempt. No good. Rebounded. Actually knocked out of bounds by Peyton West. Clay County going to maintain possession. We see good camaraderie between West and Ashok, who were both hustling for the ball after the whistle blew. West kind of congratulating him there. Nice to see that between those seniors. Both of them great players. Ashok then bounced to Sharp. Sharp with it. Out at the top of the key. Defended by Jones. Sharp has to pick up the dribble. Swings it to Strong, who's defended by Saylors. Noah Saylors has done a pretty good job with Strong, but Strong gets past him into the paint. Jumper no good. Rebounded by West. 7 minutes remain here in this region championship game. The prize home court for the Class A sectional coming up on Monday night is West adds two more. Monterey with an 8-point lead, the biggest lead they've had in a while in this contest.
We're not doing a good job of getting the ball out of his hands.
Grant Strong with it, right wing, inside, 6-foot jumper, and Grant's went a little bit cold here down the stretch. He's missed his last few attempts. West with it, kicks to Phillips. Phillips inside the paint, picks up the dribble, hands to Randolph. Ashok going to be called for the foul. It was not a shooting foul. Actually, they say it was. And Randolph goes to the line to shoot two. Another timeout taken by Clay County. Coach Edwards not happy with his squad right now. 6.5 minutes remain in the contest. Randolph's going to have two free throws coming back after the break. Monterey leads by 8, 58-50.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here to action. Randolph at the line to shoot two. Opportunities getting fewer as time ticks off, Coach.
Yeah, not a whole lot of time left, but we've got to pick up the pace a little bit and get some more people involved in the ball game.
You know, Clay County getting pretty good looks, Daniel, just not able to knock them down, especially during that third quarter and even the start of the fourth here. Got to get a bucket on this possession to end this run as Monterey is up by 9 now.
Randolph hits the first, misses the second. They do have that 9-point lead to the Wildcats, 59-50. Ashok with the rebound. He gives to Strong. Strong to Silk. Silk now to Spivey. Spivey at right wing. Kicks out to Sharp at the top. Now around to Strong. Now to Silk left corner. Inside to Ashok. He goes baseline spin. Loses the ball. Picks it back up. Shots up under heavy pressure. No whistles blow, though. Strong picks up loose ball. His shot no good. And Clay County missing 2-point blank attempts here. Monterey with the ball. West on the rebound. Works ahead to Saylor. Saylor goes down. Misses his shot. Put back good. Monterey with their biggest lead of the night at an opportune time. 5:50 left in the fourth. 11-point advantage, Wildcats. 61-50. Clay County with it. Ashlock, right block, working against Randolph. Shots up, no good. Knocked out of bounds by Monterey. Clay County gets the possession, and the Wildcat fans don't agree.
You know, if you go back to the last shot of the third quarter, Monterey's on a 9-0 run, Daniel, and they made a 3 for the last points of the third. They've got a 6-0 run going here to open the fourth, and they've got this big lead. It's strong. That's what we're going to have to do. Go up, draw the foul, go hard at the rim. It's strong. He's going to the line to try to end this Wildcat run.
Inbound play was to Strong. Saylors commits the foul. That is his second personal. Strong hits the free throw. First Clay County point in a while is Thomas's Chronicle Force. 10-point difference now, 61-51. A lot of time left, 5 minutes and 34 seconds. Strong at the line to shoot the second one. It's away. Also good. Silky smooth was Strong on those two attempts. Monterey basketball. Long pass knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Monterey getting an inbound from in front of their own bench, right across from us here. At Livingston Academy. 61 to 52 the score. Monterey with the lead.
Need a stop here, Daniel. Plenty of time to get back in this ball game for the Bulldogs. Just need one stop and a bucket.
West with it out top. Kicks to Jones. Jones inside. It goes off Ashlock's head and out of bounds. Monterey with the possession. West the inbound from his own baseline. On the floor for Clay County, those original five starters of Spivey, Strong, Sharp, Ashlock, and Silk. Ball inbounded to Jones out top, where he takes his time. Kicks it to Sailors. Three-point attempt. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock quickly to Strong. Strong pressing the issue across the timeline. Gets the left elbow. Pulls up. Gives to Spivey. Spivey called for an offensive foul.
And it was. It was. I mean, he forearmed him and lowered it down.
Not a ton of contact, but he did lean into him, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Third
and a good acting job by the defensive player.
Third personal call against Jeff Spivey.
You see Coach Evers just kind of throw up his hands in disgust, flip the play sheet over his shoulder as Billing scores on the other end.
An easy bucket for Monterey. Clay County breaking down right now. Let's see what they'll do. Another offensive. No, a blocking foul. I was afraid they was going to call another offensive. This one going to go against Monterey for blocking. Grant Strong was the ball handler. However, the foul was on the floor. So the ball will be inbounded by Gunner Silk from the Bulldog baseline. Silk having trouble getting it in. Finally does so to Strong out top. 4.5 minutes left, fourth quarter. Clay County trails by 11. Strong into the paint. Kicks to Spivey. Three-point attempt. Good.
Good shot, Jeff. Good timing.
For Spivey here. As he hits the triple. Silk against Spivey. He puts it up and scores. A five-point run for Clay County. All on the shoulders of Jeff Spivey. 63-57. What a series of plays by the sophomore.
Great job by Jeff.
And this crowd has come to their feet for Clay County, cheering their Bulldogs off. Halfway through the fourth quarter, 4 minutes left. 63-57. We've got a two-possession game. Monterey with it. West out top. Dribbles to his left. Hands off to Billings. Billings defended closely by Sharp. Hand back off to him. It's scored. Scored by Silk. Here he comes. Pass ahead to Sharp. Sharp at the hoop. Scores. Yeah, we have an opportunity. And we see the foul. And you'll see the length of Sharp drawing Clay County even closer now. Mason Sharp going to the line. I hope you can hear the crowd noise through our microphones, because this place erupts as head coach Adam West takes a timeout. 63-59 the score. Clay County with an opportunity to draw within three coming out of the timeout. As Mason Sharp's going to be in line. Stay with us.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Sharp at the line to try to complete the three-point play the old-fashioned way. Shots away and it's
on
good.
The way and good.
63-60. Monterey leads by three. 3 minutes and 45 seconds remain. Full court pressure now being applied by Clay County. Monterey going to be able to beat it, though. Maybe. Yes, finally they get it across the timeline. West with it. Out top. Defended by Gunner Silk. West goes to the right. Now back to the left. Still with it out top. Calls for Caden Jones, and Jones now runs the point for the Wildcats. 3:20 left. Morris with the ball. Back to Jones. Jones at the top of the key. Swings it left wing to Billings. Now back to Peyton West. They may force Clay County to come at him here. West
it's an offense, but they're not going to call it. He put that elbow up under his chin, but we're not going to get that. Don't look like it.
a pretty subtle move by Wade, and well disguised.
He's crafty, I tell you guys. He's really a joy to watch. I know it's hard to like a Wildcat, but Peyton West is crafty for his size. Just a great basketball player and fun to watch.
West to the hoop, Solis. Has two more points. 5-point lead now from RA, 65-50. 2 minutes and 55 seconds remain. Gunner Silk, 3-point shot. Right wing, hits it. Knocks it down.
We've been needing that all night.
Wildcats on the inbound play. They have numbers. Clay County hustles back though and cuts them off. 65-63. West across the paint to Randolph. Shot's no good. Ashlock called for the foul and he goes to the floor hard. Ashlock shaking up on the play. He does have a bone bruise that he's playing with. He's not shown any sign of injury tonight though. Looks 100% until now. I'm sure he's going to battle through this. It looks like he landed on that bad leg.
Randolph with the pump fake got Ashlock in the air and jumped into him. And you know how it is. You're in no man's land. When he did, he flipped Ashlock kind of over on that hip and leg, and he hit hard, Daniel. But we know the warrior that Jake Ashlock is, and honestly, it's Jake Ashlock time here.
Right. 2:39 left. Wildcat 65, Bulldog 63. Randolph in the line to shoot. First one's away. Good. A big shot by the sophomore post player for head coach Adam West in Monterey. 3-point game, 66-63. Randolph with a chance to shoot another one here. It's away. No good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Strong with it. He's picked up quickly by Boris. Gets across the timeline, though. Strong out top, defended by the senior Boris. Boris really playing well right now. He's all over Strong. Uses an Ashok string to go to the right. Into the paint now, to the hoop, shot blocked. Boris with the big defensive play. What a play for Monterey. 66-63, and they have the basketball with 2 minutes left in the contest. Three-point attempt, Kane Jones knocks it down. Monterey on the run. 63-69 the score. 1:50 and ticking. Thomas, is that score right? Yeah,
it is.
6-point game. 6-point
ball game, Daniel, and Clay County needs a bucket.
Ashlock at left block with the ball. Working against Randolph. Into the paint. Shots up. No good, but a foul call.
First one of the night in the post, guys. I mean, Ashlock's been battling down there. He normally is able to body a guy up, and he's getting three on him most of the time. No calls. First time he's drawn the foul.
Ashlock goes to the line to shoot two.
First free throw of the night for Ashlock.
It's away and good. Minute 46 remains. Ashlock at the line to shoot another one. 69-64 the score. Monterey with a 5-point lead. Ashlock trying to cut it to four. Both teams have shot well tonight, but Monterey has had the advantage. Clay County went cold in the third quarter. They gave Monterey this lead. Ashlock hits them both. 4-point game. Minute 45 left. Monterey basketball. 69-65. Wildcats lead. Billings with it out top. Hands off to Boris. Boris gives to West. West defended by Silk.
Got to get out on him.
Silk right there with him. West tries to get to the hoop. Silk turns him away. And the ball's handed off to Caden Jones. Jones now gets past Sharp into the paint. Kicks out to Billings. Monterey just chewing
the
time.
They're not looking for a shot.
Silk with a near steal. But the ball goes out of bounds. Minute 18 on the clock. As Monterey's going to inbound from the sideline. 69-65 the score. Monterey with a 4-point lead. Wildcats inbound.
Over and back.
Silk for the foul. Silk jumping the pass. Got too aggressive. Picks up his fourth personal of the contest. Silk is on the brink of extinction. As that was the seventh team foul for Clay County. West at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1.
Who is almost automatic, guys, especially in crunch time. Is West.
Misses. Clay County with a huge opportunity. Minute 15 left. 4-point game. Gunner Silk with it out top. Ashlock and Strong at the high post. We got
Ashlock on the dive on the post right here. They triple team him.
Silk with it. Dives in. Shot was partially blocked and they call West for the foul. Gunner Silk on the line to shoot two with 61 seconds on the clock. The drama builds even more here in this Region 3A contest. Still fires and misses.
Man.
It went in, all the way around the hoop, and comes out.
Give it a big chance, but it didn't drop through.
We need this shot to draw it back to a one-possession game here. 101 remains. 69-65 the score. Silk at the line preparing to shoot the second. It's away. No good. Rebounded by Mason Sharp, and he goes out of bounds. Monterey basketball.
Big chances.
Sharp could not hang on. Clay County had a big opportunity there, and they squandered that chance at least. 59 seconds on the clock. Billings the inbound from the baseline. Spivey trying to deny. The pass does get worked into Sailors, who goes back to Billings. Billings.
Timeout.
A timeout taken. I started to say Billings stepped on the baseline. That was not the case. Head coach Adam West called a timeout. 54 seconds remain. Monterey 69. Clay County 65.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live, coming out of this 30-second timeout. 54 seconds remain. Monterey with a four-point lead and the basketball. 69-65 the score. Monterey getting inbound from their own baseline. They have to go the length of the court. Clay County got a pickup man defense and tried to deny them getting across the timeline.
I think you got one chance at a steal here, and then you got a foul, Daniel.
Ball inbounded to Phillips. Phillips with it. He's in a trap. Passes back to Billings. They pass ahead to Jones. Jones with it out top. Strong tries to reach in and foul. It's Ashok, though, that gets credited with it. We see Tucker Phillips, the junior reserve, go to the line to try to add to this four-point Monterey lead. Ashok fouls out. That was Ashok's fifth foul. I think we'll see Keaton Arms come in for him, and we do. Arms has played a lot tonight, but not recently.
Bonus?
No. Front end of a 1-1. That was the 19th foul, I believe. If the scoreboard dried, it shows 8, actually. But I think it showed 8 for a while, so we'll have to see. It is the front end of a 1-1, and he hits it. Yeah, he is a good shooter. 5-point difference. Monterey 70. Clay County 65. Phillips at the line to shoot the second. It's away. It's good. Two-possession game. 71-65. 40 seconds remain. Grant Strong with it. Drives inside. Passes to Arms. It was a good pass. Arms was not ready, though. It goes off his hands out of bounds. A good decision by Strong. Arms just couldn't handle it. A steal by Mason Sharp. He's fouled. And he does not make his shot. Sharp goes to the line to shoot two. He did. Clay County with life here. The senior willing his team to stay in this one. It's 33 seconds left. And Mason Sharp at the line to shoot two. This is not an elimination contest. If Clay County drops this one, they will be traveling Monday night to the winner of the Fayetteville-Eagleville game. If Monterey hangs on the win, they will host the loser of the Fayetteville-Eagleville game. 33 seconds remain. Mason Sharp at the line. 4-2. 71-65 the score. Clay County trails. And Mason Sharp misses that one. Clay County has had opportunities down the stretch. If they don't have some kind of a miraculous comeback here, they're going to look back at this one with disgust because they've had the opportunities. Sharp at the line to shoot the second. It's away and good. 5-point game. 33 seconds on the clock. Billings inbound. Pass is worked into West. Stolen. No, it was not. Sharp got a hand on it. Billings got the loose ball, though. Billings is going to be fouled by Sharp.
Thought he had it there for a second.
I did, too. Billings is going to go to the line to shoot. 28.8 seconds on the clock. That was the ninth team foul for Clay County. So this is a 1-1. First shot's away.
He bricked it.
Rebound Keaton Arms. 28 seconds left. Graham Strong with it now. Across the timeline. Dogs trail by five. Strong, long three-pointer missed. And a foul called on Spivey. That could do it. Spivey's fourth personal. 21.8 seconds on the clock. That was the 19th foul for Clay County, according to the scoreboard at least.
That must be the 10th.
It must be the 10th. Announcer says he's going to shoot two. It's away. Jones misses it. Strong thought it was a 1-1. He hit it out with the rebound, but they blow the whistle. He does shoot two. Scoreboard drawn. Okay, Monterey leads by five. Jones with a second opportunity here. Hit or miss, it's still going to be a two-possession game. Shots away, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms, he gives to Strong. Strong with it, 18 seconds left. Ahead to Arms, Arms across the timeline. Corner, Spivey, three-point attempt, no good. Rebound Silk, put back, no good. Rebound Strong, put back, no good. Rebound Arms, put back, no good. 7 seconds now. Silk with it, shot up. They're saying he was fouled. Clay County with four.
A bunch of good chances, but just couldn't get it down.
Four hooks. Missed them all. Silk at the line with 3.9 seconds left. 5-point game. 71-66. Monterey leads. First shot's away by Silk. It's good. We've got a 4-point game now. 71-67. Three 3.9 seconds, though. Do you intentionally miss this, Coach? Silk fires. He hits it. 71-68. Timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. One possession game. 71-68. Monterey get an inbound from their own baseline with 3.9 seconds left. We'll be back after these ads.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live. Jackson Billings, inbound from Monterey. 3.9 seconds on the clock. Billings,
oh,
foul,
but
Phillips.
We didn't get
Phillips fouled immediately by Spivey. 2.8 seconds on the clock. Billings is going to walk the length of the court to shoot two. If he hits either one of them,
yeah,
it's in the book.
Yeah.
Missed his last two guys, if you'll remember, back to back.
That was Spivey's fifth foul. He fouls out. Eli Smith checks in for Jeff. 71-68. Monterey with the advantage. A whistle's blown. Timeout taken by head coach Rob Edwards. 60-second timeout. Billings at the line to shoot. Actually, Phillips at the line to shoot two. 2.8 seconds on the clock. 71-68 to score. Clay County trails.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones.
Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services.
Billings in the line. First one's away, and it's good.
I think
now,
that's...
Coach Adam West called a timeout. This is another full timeout. 2.8 seconds still on the clock. Monterey leads now by 4, 72-68. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Billings in the line to shoot. The other Wildcat player's not even getting out on the floor. He misses that shot. Grant Strong with it. Desperation three-pointer. No good. This one's on final. And the Wildcats celebrating here. They are the Region 3A tournament champions. Final score in this one, 72-68. The most important thing, no elimination in this one. Clay County will play sub-state Monday night. We will have the call for you. It will either be at Fayetteville or Eagleville. This one has gone final. We're going to have the Farm Bureau postgame show coming up here in moments. We'll be right back.
It looks like that strategic loss to Pickett County worked out for them.
Yeah, you're right. All the way back in the district 6A semifinal game. Folks, we'll be back after these ads for the Farm Bureau postgame show. Final in this one, Monterey 72, Clay County 68.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer, now known as PMI Biopharma Solutions, which will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. Biopharma Solutions offers an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's PMI Biopharma Solution. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director.
We didn't win tonight, guys.
Visit us on the web at Salina.
Let me turn this.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show, Bulldogs are now 28-4 on the season with their loss tonight, 68-72 to the Monterey Wildcats. They are now handing out some region tournament stuff. They gave out the region tournament runner-up trophy to Clay County, the region tournament champion trophy to the Wildcats. Now Adam West receiving the coach's trophy. We do know that Eagleville defeated Fayetteville tonight by a score of 44-40, so Clay County will travel to Eagleville Monday night. That one's going to be a 7 o'clock tip-off. They're about to announce the region tournament team. We'll kind of tell you that as it comes, the Clay County people anyway. Thomas, a tough one here tonight. Do you want to just cover all of this part and then talk about the game?
We can. Well, going back to Eagleville, you know, that's a trip that Clay County should be familiar with. The
yes.
girls had to go
down. We went
down
there last year. It's not a real bad trip.
No.
It wasn't a little worse down there, but the result wasn't too good.
No.
Got beat on a buzzer beater, if
yeah.
you remember.
Pickett County's John Parker Reagan gets the first All-Region Tournament Award. Tyler Gregory from Gordonsville, a District 6 first-teamer, being recognized here on the All-Tournament team.
You know what's unique about this year's region tournament, and has been that way for quite some time, you guys, it's a repeat of the top four teams
yep.
in District 6A. So that's what makes it tough, you know. Fourth time you had to play Pickett County to get in the region semifinals. Third time you're playing Monterey. This is one tough league.
Yes, it
Dallas
is.
Dallas Randolph also is at
Randolph has a connection to Clay County. His mother's now Maple Grove. Had her as a student in high school, she and her sister. Tremendous singers.
Yeah.
Mason Sharp making the squad from Clay County. Zach Amanette also joining the group from Pickett County.
Sharp, a great night tonight. Had 17 points, guys. Three threes in that second quarter to keep Clay County in it. And then scored 13 in the first half. Added four more in the fourth quarter there.
Caden Jones from Monterey, the transfer from Livingston Academy, being honored here on this All-Region Tournament team. Now another Bulldog. It's Jake Ashlock who gets up off the bench, comes out to receive his award.
Ashlock, you know, Monterey did a good job on Ashlock tonight. Just 7 points. They doubled and tripled team down on him when he caught it on the post. The rest of the time it was a switch against Ashlock in the one-on-one that gave Grant Strong the lane.
Boris from Monterey. Being recognized, Grant Strong now coming out, receiving his all-tournament trophy. And we see Jackson Bivings from Monterey. No surprise that Peyton West will be the MVP of the tournament as Bivings joins the rest of the group on the floor.
No doubt about it. Grant Strong for Clay County had just an excellent game, probably the best overall game we've seen. 4 3-pointers. Was great at the free throw line. Ended up with 26 points tonight. Just a great performance from Grant Strong. Peyton West is the MVP. Led his team with 29. Had a big first half, 19 points there. Limited to 10 by the good defense of Gunner Silk and Company in the second half.
Let's talk about this contest a little bit. Now that these awards have been handed out, it was back and forth throughout, tied several times. Monterey just with a little bit of an edge throughout most of it. Clay Kenny led at 1 point early, Thomas. I'll just let you rehash it like you do best.
Well, I tell you, Daniel, Monterey, like you said, jumped out to a pretty quick lead and maintained it for a while. Clay County took a fleeting lead early in that first quarter. And then it was back and forth in the second quarter. Clay County was actually outscored 22-20 in the second stanza, and they trailed 42-39 at half. But we're definitely in this ball game, three-point ball game, and it was a half of runs back and forth, wasn't it, Coach?
Yes, it was a tremendous basketball game. I'm sure both teams shot more than 70% from the field tonight, and I believe maybe the only three-pointer that Grant Strong missed tonight was that desperation to try to tie it up here at the end of the ball game.
Yeah, he shot well
toward the end.
That it was nice to see him add that from behind the arc.
Did, in the third quarter, guys, you know, you talked about the shooting. Clay County was missing point-blank layups in that third quarter. We kind of went cold in the third. It wasn't a huge swing. They only outscored us, Monterey did, 13-11. But we got back down by five at that point. But then to open the fourth, that's when we saw Eamon Strong and all of Clay County's players, we just could not buy a basket for the first, I think, 3 minutes of that quarter. And Monterey built the largest lead to the ball game. They went up 63-52, actually with 4:38 to play, 11-point lead. And honestly, things were doom and gloom at that point, and then it happened.
It did. And what led up to that, too, one more thing, some rare Clay County turnovers. You don't
That's
see
true.
The Bulldogs turn it over much, and they did. But talk about that big spark we got, Thomas.
It was huge, and it came from the sophomore, Jeffrey Spivey. You know, we saw him be a little tentative in that third quarter after missing a couple shots. He was left open on the outside, knocked it down, and then you'll have to talk about the steal. I had my head down, writing down the three, and he picked off the pass and put it in a personal 5-0 run.
It was. He immediately, as soon as he hit that three-pointer, he slowly started sneaking towards the inbound play. Monterey nonchalantly throws it in. He slips in front of West, gets it away, puts up a very difficult shot from right block to get that fifth point there, and just a huge opportunity. That got Clay County back in it at a point when it looked like the game was over.
Well, and it didn't end there, if you'll remember. I think it was Gunner Silk maybe picked a pocket on one end, outleted to Mason Sharp, and Sharp completed the and one. So it actually ended up being an 8-0 run for Clay County. They pulled within three at that point, and then Sharp answered a Monterey – I'm sorry, Gunner Silk, who it was, answered a Monterey score – with a three, the only one of the night for him, to cut it to two, 65-63 with about 2 minutes to go.
You know, and I think that
Clay County was back in the ball game.
May have been a little bit of a problem tonight, and that was, you know, throughout the mid part of the ball game, Sharp and Silk, neither one really got involved real good. I don't know whether they were being kind of timid or if the ball just wasn't coming to them, and we weren't making a conscious effort to keep them involved in the ball game, because we've got to have those 8 and 10 points out of them each ball game if we're going to win. We need both of them within double figures or at least close to it every ball game.
That's a great point. And we talk about the offensive scoring threat that all five starters have, and we're going to have it now going into this big substitution elimination game, and that was really what was missing tonight.
It was, Daniel, and as we go down the scoring, you know, Strong had 26 in this ball game. Mason Sharp had 17, and then no other players in double figures, like you said, Coach. And I think that was the difference. But if you go back, Clay County made this a 2-point ball game with about 3 minutes to play, but Monterey played like champions from there on out. They made some huge shots in huge situations. Clay County, like you said, had opportunities down the street.
We missed some bunnies, and we missed some foul shots.
We did.
Which
free throws
is very atypical for us.
Yeah,
normally we hit those.
This thing up to a 2-point ball game once or twice. We saw what the momentum can do. It can swing things one way or the other. Clay County just couldn't take advantage of those opportunities down the stretch.
Very rare for them to have so many good chances and not be able to capitalize.
Let's go down to scoring again for Monterey. We talked about him, the MVP of this tournament, Peyton West, had 29, most of those in that first half. Caden Jones, 8. Kevin Borjas, 4. Jackson Billings, 9. Silas Randolph, 8. And Tucker Phillips, 5. Then you got to go all the way down the list. Noah Sayers, he made some big shots in this second half, guys. 6 points for the ball game. LT Sullivan had 3. So there were some role players that for Monterey that made some huge timely plays. They didn't score a lot of points. You combine all their efforts together, they had a great night, and that was the difference.
And basically every kid they've got out there, if you do not get out there in their face, they'll hit a three-pointer on you at the most inopportune time.
You're right. And for Clay County, Jake Ashlock, 7 points. We talked about Mason Sharp, 17. Strong, 26. Gunner Silk, 5. J. just 5-9, and Keaton Arms 4 points in this ballgame.
We're going to play one more set of ads here on the Farm Bureau postgame show. Come back and announce tonight's TDS top performer. That, as always, it's brought to you by TDS Disposal. So we'll be back here in about a minute.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show to announce the TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal. And that top performer, as it is a lot of nights, we can't just make something up. It was Grant Strong. Just such a great performance by Grant. And Thomas, the biggest thing that I appreciated seeing was that return of him from behind the arc. We've got so many great three-point shooters. He's a pretty good one, but he's not our strongest. He had not hit a three-pointer in, I think, the last two games, maybe three. He came out hot tonight. He was 3-for-3 in the first half on three-pointers.
He was, but he, again, we know the type of player he is. He can do it all, and he showed the full arsenal tonight when he backed out behind the three-point line. And most of them, Daniel, were pulled up in transition,
yeah,
or just heat checks. And they came in at great times, if you'll think. We might get down 5, Strong bury a 3, gets back within 2. You know, it was just guys, he's a sophomore,
yeah,
remember.
Yeah.
It's his first year really seeing any significant action with all those seniors we had last year.
Yeah, he didn't play
and
much.
Grant Strong proved he's a top 5 player in this league. And I think that, he took a challenge on tonight. He knew Peyton West was going to come in here and have a big ball game, and you saw it earlier. It was tit for tat. West come down, do his thing. Grant Strong would provide the answer for Clay County. And that's what you want to see out of these primetime players. And that's what Grant Strong is. And that's what he's been all year long in his first year as a Bulldog.
Something else we saw tonight, and I truly believe this. I think we had a couple turnovers off Strong passes that were good passes.
That's right.
That the other players weren't expecting. Now, everybody out here, for the most part, has played a lot of ball with Grant, but he has improved so much and is playing such a different style of ball now than maybe he did in junior high and the other years they worked together. We saw him and Keaton Arms misfire once. Keaton just wasn't expecting that ball. Grant drives the paint, draws defenders. He's way up in there. And in the last second, he dumps it off to him.
Yeah.
And it's such a great move that Keaton just wasn't hardly ready for. And he's almost playing at times a little bit beyond his teammates in some of those transitional makeshift moments.
I agree. And that's where Strong has grown so much this year, I think. He sees the floor so well. Coach talked about it. He's been taught to look at the other basket. It's not just the basket he's looking at anymore. He's looking for those outlets because he has to. He demands respect from the other team, double and triple teams, just like Jake Ashlock has been getting. And he is a good enough ball player to give it up. and he's done that over and over. I don't have his full stat line tonight. We know he had the triple-double in the region opener the other night, and I guarantee you that he has hit all of those categories tonight in high numbers, too.
No doubt, had Clay County won this contest, he would have been named the region MVP.
No doubt.
Tonight's TDS top performer was Grant Strong, and it was brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Clay County now 28-4 on the season. They were the Region 3A tournament runner-ups. They were the District 6A tournament champs earlier on, about a week ago. Their next action will be from Eagleville, Tennessee, in an elimination Sweet 16 Class A sectional sub-state matchup Monday night. Tip-off will be at 7. We'll be making the trip down there. We'll do another 15-minute Carquest pregame show prior to tip-off. So be sure to tune in. We'll do the best we can to research our internet signal, try to make sure everything is great. We appreciate you staying with us tonight. We know early on we did have some internet issues. We apologize for that. Thomas, final thoughts.
Well, I just think, you know, this was two of the premier teams in the state tonight going at it, both ranked in the top 10 all year long. And I think Monterey kind of proved they belong here.
Yeah,
they
beat us earlier.
I did too. We saw them drop, drop their region, or I'm sorry, district semifinal. Then we saw them drop the district consolation game. They finished as a 4 seed in this league, but they won the region, which is basically a repeat of the district championship.
Yeah.
So two district champions here. They were co-regular season champs, and now basically they're co-district tournament champs with this win.
A fine point. Well, folks, we thoroughly enjoyed broadcasting this region championship game tonight. We hope that you enjoyed listening to it. Until this coming Monday evening, when we'll be broadcasting live from Eagleville High School in the sub-state. For Thomas Watson and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.